بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أحمدك ربي على كل قضائك وجميع قدرك، حمد الرضا بحكمك لليقين بحكمتك، وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلقك ونور عرشك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. And first of all, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant all our beloved marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa sakinhum fil jannah. Rabbi arhamhuma kama rabbayana saghira. And we make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah grant the family of marhumin sabr and ajr, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gather all of us inshallah under his mercy on the day of qiyamah in Jannat al-Firdaus. Ameen thumma ameen ya rabbal alameen. Brother and sister Islam, once again we say shukran jazeelan for all your comment, and may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala use us for serving his deen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from any words without any practicing. May Allah make it easy for all of us to practice that beautiful sunnah and the tariqah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brother and sister in Islam, our program is a live program. So for any comment or any feedback, or if you want to correct me, so you can WhatsApp me or SMS me on 072-144-0717. You are most welcome. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to pass that message as it is, without any changing or without any mistake. This week I got a very heavy homework, and I know my young boys and girls who always listening to our program, they raise hope on us and they want us to say something. Radio Islam is very popular radio, and many people listening to the program, and alhamdulillah our presenters and our ulamaya, they are very well educated and well prepared for their job. But I don't know why our listeners, they always push to me that fatwa and a heavy topic, which our program here is a da'wah program. Da'wah program, it means we just want to encourage you to live Islamically and just call you towards the road of Allah. And we have our respected mufti and our respected ulama, those who can issue for you the fatwa, and then inshallah Allah will guide you to hidayah and sirat. They ask so much this week about wasatiyya. How do you know that you are moderate? Because many people amongst the Muslims, they play with this word moderation, moderate, moderate, and everyone say I'm a moderate. So which scale and which mizan you put that moderation in, and which condition you follow so that we can call you are moderate, is not a suggestion. It's a tariqah of Islam. It is a deen. It is ibadah. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. So my friend give me a long message to say what you mean by moderation. When we talk wasat, it means in the middle. You people say walk on the middle, hold the stick from the middle, be on the middle side, and middle age, middle standard. You got that word is very common. Even in Arabic, they call it wasatiyya. Wasatiyya. I don't know, moderate, moderation, educate. There's so many words for this one. Anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Indeed, we have made you the moderate ummah. When we say wasata, in the middle, geographically we are in the middle. They call it Middle East. According to the belief, we are in the middle. We believe in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and the messenger of Allah, so we are in the middle. We are not exaggerating in our belief. In our daily basis, we living according to moderation. In our ibad also we are moderate. We are moderate. So the wasatiyya or the moderation, it's a qadr, it's a taqdeer of the Muslim, and it's the rules of Islam. It's a wish of Allah, it's not our wish and someone else's wish. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, الذي خلق فسوى, the one who created, and the الذي قدر فهدى, is the one who created us and knows the need of our life and our body. So your body got a need, your ruh got a need, your nafs got a need, the individual needs something, and the group and society needs something. We are Ummat al-Wasata. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with the deen al-Wasatiyya, the deen of moderation. And also, since Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to this dunya, and he encouraged the Ummah to live on that Wasatiyya. Why I'm calling it? Because I want to tell my younger brothers and sisters, there are alternative for all the aspects of life. There is a way to live in a comfortable life, enjoy your life, while you believe that you are Indian. So there are so many options for the difficult situation when you find yourself stuck or you don't know what to do. Why are you saying that? Because the fitrah, our nature believe, it's like wasatiyya. Even our common sense, like wasatiyya. So you will find yourself, once you follow the deen of Islam and follow the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you are not extremist, you are not terrorist, you are not loser, you are not the one who disregard deen. You are walking in the middle. And we know the man who, or the person who sleep on the middle of the bed, he will never fall. He will never fall. And those, the children, always our babies, we like to keep him in the middle of the chair or the couch or in the middle. The middle person is a lucky person. So the meaning of wasatiyya or the moderation, it doesn't mean that you must abuse your deen to claim that you are wasatiyya, or you neglect the sunnah and say I'm a moderate. No. I'm telling you, wasatiyyat means right in the middle. So there is no exaggeration, or there is no disregard, or there is no neglection, or that neglectful thing. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala spoke about some people, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. Some people worship Allah on the edge, on a very, very tiny side. It's not in the middle. So whenever face any fitna, he lost. He's out. So be on the middle. So any fitna or any shaking, you still there on the cage of Islam. You still there under the shadow of Islam. But once you try to take a side, or to keep yourself and isolate yourself aside, you see the guys who riding there by the end, or those who sitting on the edge, or in the side of the chair, see how who's falling first. And very important thing when you talk about wasatiyya, I'm talking to my younger sons and daughters who are listening, those who study on university, Allah make it easy for them. You must be careful of that word. It's called wasatiyya because many people play with that a lot. There's no wasatiyya between kufr and iman. You can't be moderate between kufr and iman. Impossible. Never choose the rubbish and choose the wrong and choose the evil and say I'm on wasatiyya. There's nothing is called wasatiyya between hijab and open hair. What do you think? How you moderate? How you moderate it? You want to leave half of your head open and say this is wasatiyya? Wasatiyya, wasatiyya. Not because of iman, not between the iman and kufr you can moderate, or between haqq and batil you make some moderation. You must go for haqq. Wasatiyya, it means justice. Wasatiyya, it means justice. Imam al-Mahdi, they call him Imam al-Wasati. Imam al-Mahdi will come with a beautiful deen, and he will clean all the tariqat which pull out from deen Islam and messed and lost the wasatiyya, the moderate. Wasatiyya, it means justice. Wasatiyya must go to fix and maintain the action of zalim. Wasatiyya must fulfill the haqq of mazloom, the one who is being oppressed. Wasatiyya is called sirat al-mustaqim. If you want to know that you are in sirat al-mustaqim, make sure that you are in moderate or in wasatiyya. No ideology, no flavor. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. It means, oh Allah, guide us to wasatiyya. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. But unfortunately, in our zaman now, in our time, Shaitan came and corrupt that wasatiyah. Some people become very loose in Islam and neglecting the fara'id, neglecting the sharia, neglecting the sunnah. And when you talk to him, he say, no, I'm moderate, I'm wasatiyah. Another one, he make ghulu, become extremist, exaggerating on ibadah, till he pull out from the deen, and you ask him, he said, no, I'm not exaggerating, I'm a moderate person. So, shaitan play with the two things. Tilka hududullahi fala ta'taduha, and tilka hududullahi fala taqrabuha. Indeed, this is a boundary of Allah, don't exceed it. And this is a boundary of Allah, don't come closer to it. Is about halal and haram. How many type of moderation or moderate type in our life? We, as I said, in aqidah we are moderate. In our economy we are moderate. In our life is moderate. Married moderate. With our children, money, wealth, our ibadah, our enjoyment, we are moderate. So now the friend is asking me, how I know? How I know? Where's the scale? He said, no, it's not your game. This is only for ulama. Those imam, you follow them, the four imam, and Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad, these people are the moderate people. Once you follow the madhab, you are in middle of the road, or you are in a safe place. There's no failing. These people made a proper ijtihad. They were striving to clear that picture for us and show us the moderation. No desire, no hawa. These people really, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant them Jannatul Firdaus and reward them for that heavy effort they made it to show us the moderation. These people understood Quran. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't they think deeply and blow the meaning of Quran so that we can see that in between the ayat there is a secret of Allah in between the words of Quran. The four Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, his main worry is how to bring the ummah together, the unity of the ummah. In spite that he disagree with the other imam, but his main concern, how to bring the ummah together. Moderation, or the moderate way, it's the iradat of Allah, or the wish of Allah. And also that moderation, or that moderate research of imma, the Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, Imam Shafi'i, they were very careful when they issued their masail to cause a friction amongst the ummah. It was only for furu' or in ibadat. It was not on aqa'id. The maqsad of moderation, that you must fulfill the need of the body, the need of the mind, the need of the soul, and this is a Muslim, the moderate ummah. Married, make ibadah, become like an angel in Ramadan, enjoy his life, work, save money, go to children, die waiting for the fadl of Allah. This is the moderation. The beautiful moderate way of Muslim, that we adjust and we fix our relationship between us and the community, the society, and also our relationship with Allah. Who's that Allah? How to fulfill the haqq of Allah? The beautiful moderate thing in a Muslim life, that we adjust and fix that problem, which all of us, we have it, and we need to know about it. Iman and amal, faith and action, qalbi and my organs and my jawarah. So unfortunately some people rely on one and leave the other. Alladhina washiril ladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. So we need iman and action. So that moderation, it was very very big need for those who looking to adjust the iman, the faith, and amal, action. Another need of moderation, moderation adjust the amal, and something Muslim got it now, it's called tawakkul. How are you going to work out the amal, the action, while your heart mutawakkil ala Allah? Unfortunately, some people, they got the false Sufism. We said in the program here, tasawwuf, Sufi, is a good science, knowledge. But unfortunately, some people, as we always say on radio, they give us Hong Kong tasawwuf, the cheap one. Tasawwuf, they let us make tawakkul, got false tawakkul. Go and work. Allah is a provider. Oh, our children hear this. Can you say no? If you say no, you feel bad that you don't believe in Allah. So that person, he put all his a'mal in his heart. He don't want to work at all. There is a sheep for you. Slaughter it. He say, no. I don't know. Ask someone else. Skin it for us. I don't know. Clean it for us. I don't know. I don't want. Allah is a provider. Cook it for us. Allah is a provider. And then Bismillah, Shaykh, come. Food is ready. He said, tawakkaltu ala Allah. Let me use my hand. Ah. So only he used his hand for the easy job. But why don't make tawakkul and say, no, that meat will jump on my stomach? No. That's called tawakkul. The ulama gave us a beautiful tafsir of tawakkul. Al-jawarihu ta'amal wal-qulubu tatawakkal. Our organs work. We use the means. And our heart facing Allah. But these guys here, they got Hong Kong tasawuf. They say, our heart will work. They say, no, never. It will never give you anything. Wasatiyya, the moderation, it means power. You are on the safe side, so you are a powerful person. And then also wasatiyya, it will get a lot of support. People will like it. People will like it. Many people follow it. Wasatiyya can last long. Check all those who are extremists, those who are exaggerating, end up how? Another thing, I'm not talking about those who are practicing the sunnah. I'm talking about the one who was very over till he abused the sunnah. Wasatiyya also, it's the excuse and reason for those who say, I don't know, I can't, it's heavy. No, there is wasatiyya, there is another alternative. Wasatiyya, if we don't implement the wasatiyya, we're going to leave our children to run for something that's called ghulu, exaggeration. You know, the teenagers got a big problem. His personality and his identity is not stable. You find that teenager boy or girls, sometimes in the morning he become a Sufi, renounce the dunya, don't want dunya, and why keep his beard and hold tasbih, make salah. After 1 month, he cut his hair and copied a movie star or the soccer player. After another month, he asked, Mommy, I want to marry. Another month, he say, Mommy, I will never marry because of the problem. And then he want to make half of the Quran, and then he want to make business, want money to be, he'd never, ever have stability on that age. So if we don't teach our children the moderate life, which is a sunnah to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will run for something, it's called ghulu. They're going to go off and they will run for exaggeration on ibadah, and they will abuse their deen, abuse their dunya. Allah said in the Quran, don't exceed the boundary. We give you limit for everything. Ya Ahlul Kitab, la taghlu fi dinukum. Don't exaggerate. All the people of the book, don't exaggerate. Don't exaggerate on the religion. It's not your choice. Do it as written there on a book. Ahlul Kitab, Yahud and Nasara, they made Nasara make Jesus God or Son of God because of they did not have the precaution of that ghulu. Sometimes love can pull you out from that wasatiyya, who hatred can pull you out from wasatiyya. As I said, watch out of ghulu. And then our children, if they don't teach them wasatiyya and moderate way, which is a sunnah to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will go for something not ghulu, exaggeration. They go for something, it's called tafriyt, What is tafreed? The ulama said, tafreed, it means neglecting and disregard the ibadah. If we don't teach them, where's the limit? He will leave ibadah, she will leave hijab, she will make her own deen to suit her desire. So now we're facing a big problem, brother and sister Islam, how to bring up, I don't know, and all people like us, we got it ready. We got it ready because our parents like this, our life was so calm and quiet, better than this life now. So we attend the era and the life of the Brahman and ulama, akabirin, those who taught us a pure wasatiyah. But now our children will go for ghulu. One boy, just go on the internet and read one article there, and now this boy decided his wasatiyah. They got ghulu. What is ghulu? The ghulu, exaggerating on understanding the ayah of Quran. The meaning, he abused the meaning of the verse. As we said many times, impossible to try to make tafsir for yourself. Never ever, because you are not qualified. Never ever try to put that concept from your own. We follow the mufassirin. We are following the people who did take the knowledge from sahaba and from tabi'in. Those people, they were very close to the river of knowledge. We are too far. So some boys and girls, although some Muslim, they go for the ayah or the paragraph or the verse or the word, and he give a meaning is too far from that symbol meaning in the Quran. The meaning is not like the way you make it. It was very symbol. Another boys or the young people, they exaggerate on also practicing or neglecting. As I told you, he left university, he left school, and he said, no, I'm going to go for jihad. Alhamdulillah, but he doesn't know what is the rule of jihad, or what he should do, and how many type of jihad we got. And then one boy, he left to work, and he just sat in the street and said, I'm Zahid, I leave this dunya. Oh, he exaggerate on desire, or he exaggerate on satisfying his desire through the haram. A very terrible ghulu and exaggeration, that when you go exaggerate on your aqidah, jinn, I have to say it, in you know how many times Radio Islam we did talk about that, jinn and jado and that ghost and bad spirit, we heard a lot. That lady phone last week after the program said, Sheikh, you know what, my window all night hit, I think there was a jinn day. Sheikh, every morning I find one bird standing there by the door. Sheikh, we have a black cat, doesn't want to go away. Is that a jinn or what? You know how many times we fight and we explain nicely. Who got the power? Who's Rabbul Alameen? Who's Lahul Khalq wal Amr? Who is Almighty? The creation of Allah or the Creator Himself? So when that person misunderstands that the concept of jinn and jadu and unseen life, he can't enjoy his life. Sheikh, I slept and then I got a dream that there was a fire around me. And then I don't know, must we go and marry this girl, I must marry her, all that thing, because we got some error in our tawakkul ala Allah. You know, I always fight with South African and say, you know what, you're well educated, you people are very intelligent. But I don't know, when we talk about jinn, you people seems like you come from the farm now, or you come from, you never study anything. The problem of ghaibiyah to the unseen life, it's very difficult to convince anyone about it, because it's not visible. We're talking about invisible. That black cat, wallah, is a cat. No, Sheikh, but I read in one kitab that the black cat is jinn. But what do you see now? What do you see in front of you? You see jinn? No, black cat. Okay, chase that cat. It will go away. Now they say, the Nasara, they say, Jesus is son of God or whatever. But Wallahi al-Azim, the entire life of Isa alayhi salam, he never appeared anything beside that uncle there. That man there in front of you was a human being. That's why we said, exaggerating on mass concept of belief and i'tiqad about the unseen creation. Brother and sister in Islam, all of us, we have a children, and may Allah make it easy for us to pass for them the deen, and may Allah save them from any fitna of aqidah, fitna of belief and thought. If we don't fix that problem of exaggeration, they will run for something called tatarruf. Tatarruf, it means extremist. And we see now what is happening. And then the people will become mutashaddid. Mutashaddid, it means he will never accept the other opinion. He will never listen to the ulama. He will listen to his hawa, his own desire. And that meaning or that thought, he thought that was right. Fasting on the hot weather, traveling in the hot weather, fasting, and then he killed himself and died. MashaAllah, I don't know, MashaAllah. He did commit a suicide. He killed himself. There was a way to save your life. That Sahabi, he made ghusl with the cold water, and he died. Rasulullah SAW said, he qatala nafsu, he killed himself. Iman doesn't mean that you harm yourself. Another thing, if we don't teach our children that moderate thing, and then they will go for ghulu and exaggeration, they will run for something called ifrat. What is ifrat? He will do ibadah, but is not in its form. He will make some error on the form of ibadah. He will try to make funny salah, funny dhikr. And then we got tafrit. Ifrat and tafrit. What is tafrit? Left the ibadah, disregard ibadah, and in the time of death, he will have a long list of ibadah he didn't practice it in his life. Allah. Tafrit, it means you skip. Not necessary. Skip. Till he find that he kept the farad of Allah, not only nafal. The word tafrit come in Quran, ma farratna fil kitab min shay. We never ever neglect or disregard or skipped in the kitab anything. If you don't fix our children, you see now why I'm saying that, because our children now become very clever and they read a lot. They go on the internet, they watch, they listen. They will fall under something that's called tanatta. What is tanatta? They will use a funny language about deen. He will exaggerate on his words and in his action. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, halaka al-mutanatti'un. What is mutanatti'un? The one who made the story big, too big. Make masih in your head. We have our sunnah on how to make it. Why you put your head under the table like this? He said, no, you must make sure. I said, well, make sure, my friend, they call it masah, not washing, masah. He said, no, it's better to wash. La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. Brother and sister in Islam, we have to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and our children. We have to think how to pass the absolute moderate way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to our children. We don't want to put our opinion there or our ideology there. May Allah make it easy for all of us to have that moderate way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hafiz Bilal asked me to stop for a short break. We'll continue after the break.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister in Islam. And once again, we say shukran to all our listeners, those who are following us now. Dr. Ismail from Canada I'm very proud of you that you gave us time to listen to our program. All our friends here on the studio pass for you the salam and shukran jazeelan, Dr. Ismail, professor in Canada, who's always listening to Radio Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring you home safely to South Africa, inshallah, to meet you again on the i'tikaf, inshallah. Before the break, I was talking about the seriousness of how can we convince the ummah that moderation is a tariqatul Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you see how bad if the people misuse that word, it's called moderation. Oh, you watch out of exaggeration on ibadah. Another, if you don't monitor and check our children and ourselves, we will fall under some problem. Do you call it, as I said before the break, tanattu'? Tanattu', it means exaggeration on words. Now we're talking on Radio Islam, and I told our mothers are listening, our old age people are listening. Must I use the Arabic terms? I must use a very high Arabic word. Or what? Halak al mutanatti'un. The people want to make it difficult for us, so we lost the meaning. When we listen to someone, I need to have dictionary there, or I have kitab al tafsir with me. Some people exaggerating on words, or exaggerating on action. You do it so complicated. Another problem, because of that ghulu, that ta'ammuq. My son asked me, Daddy, what is akhirah? And my child is 5 years. What do you think I have to answer him? What must I do now? We try to symbolize it, to make it symbol, to convince the children, and for now. And inshallah, Allah, like nowadays, the children say, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. Allah is one. But I can't teach my children Tawheed al-Uluhiyya and Rububiyya, you know, like this or that. No, we symbolize it and give it symbol. Doesn't need that deep meaning. The meaning that the maqsad of that, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us Quran very mutayassir, very easy to understand. Only the some ahkam the ahlul dhikr or those rasikhuna fil ilm, the prominent ulama, they can give us this. So one new Muslim came to you and say, what is Islam? Now what is the first lesson you give it to the new Muslim? What you say? Oneness of Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. And then wal ba'thi ba'da al maut wal qadri khayri. The seven belief as we call it. You don't need to go for this Shia like this and this like this. No. You don't need that. You just give it. Don't make ta'ammuq. Don't go deeper till you prepare him for the next stage. And then we got something called ta'annut. What is not ta'ammuq now? Another one is called ta'annut. What is ta'annut? You become extremist for something doesn't need you to do so. Khalas. Sunnah made it like this. Our Nabi prayed this way. Why you make taklif like this? You see someone in the masjid, he read his nafl, Allahu Akbar, and then he make takbirah tahrim and start to read salah. While he's reading half of Fatiha, he says, Assalamu alaikum, and then he moved to another corner. I was watching him, his young boy. And then he started to say, Allahu Akbar, start to read like this. And then he breaks his salah and come again there to the musalla and tries it. And then I feel irritated and say, what's wrong? So I went to him and tell him, Sheikh, my friend, what's wrong? He said, no, when I start my salah, shaitan irritating me and bring waswasa, so I'm running away from him. It's so hard like this. So inshallah, don't run away from shaitan. Let the shaitan run away from you. Say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. He said, no, I was trying to make my own way to run away. No, you don't run away from shaitan. We kick shaitan away. It's rajim. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. It means, I'm here, shaitan must go away. Made it heavy for himself. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also doesn't like such people who's muta'annitin. And then, some people, they want to modernize, or they want to make Islam secular. Instead of Islamize the secular education, now we want to make our deen secular. We can't. It's not our man-made. It's instruction from I can't. I can't. I can't put the pressure on Deen to match science and biology. No, biology and science must match the our Deen. Allah said, شجرة مباركة لا زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية. It's not eastern side, it's not western side. What? In the middle. We are not from the eastern side or the western side. We are وسطية. That's why we said, the brother, Sharia is the only law is fair. Because you know the lawmakers, the legislator, those people who are in the parliament to make law, oh, depend on the majority. Majority rule is a problem. If majority believe on socialism, oh, they favoring the worker a lot. But if the majority believe on capitalism, they favoring the business people a lot. Oh, favoring the army, whatever. Because insan got desire, he got his own opinion. But what about Allah, the one who set up the law? He got mercy for both sides, two parties. So he adjusted wasat, as I said today, wasat, wasat. Brother, sister, Islam, we are the ummah, not eastern side, not western. We are in the middle. If we don't look after this, brother, Islam, may Allah save us. May Allah save us from that. We're going to fall under something, it's called takfir. Muslim will accuse another Muslim of kufr, disbelief. And we see sometimes here Muslim kill Muslim because say kafir, kafir, who disbelieve. Takfir is the biggest sin. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that narrated in Bukhari and Muslim, man qala li akhihi ya kafir faqad ba'a bihima ahaduhuma. Whosoever accuse his Muslim brother in kufr, that he will get that title to himself. What is takfir? When you assume and you accuse someone that he has no iman, you doubt about his aqid and his iman. It's not easy for you just to judge the person and tell him this one here is kafir or murtad. As we see now, women, she tell the husband, you are kafir, oh, you are disbeliever, oh, my son will kuffar. She fight with sister-in-law, say she's kuffar. Never, ever, as we are very worried about talaq, this word also in the same category. Never, ever try to accuse someone with kufr. Very difficult. Imam al-Ghazali said, is to think good about 1,000 kafir better than to accuse one Muslim of kufr. Because we don't suspect people, we don't judge people. Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we got many incidents in the life of Rasulullah sallam when that sahabi killed that kuffar, and the kuffar before he died, he said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and the sahabi killed that one in the battlefield. So Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why did you kill him after he said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah? That sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, he said it to save his life. He was lying. He said, did you open his heart? Did you check his heart? أَشَقَقْتَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ. Did you check his heart and see if it's true or not? We take the word from his tongue. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never, ever, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accused someone with kufr. Even Abdullah bin Ubay, he was a proper munafiq, hypocrite. But Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not accuse him of kufr, and he said, we leave him to Allah. So I don't know how can we solve that problem. Maybe we are jahil. We don't know how serious that thing. Maybe we don't have sufficient knowledge about this importance of takfir and seriousness of takfir. How you know that this person is kufar, or he lost his iman, but because you don't open his heart, as Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Do you know usuluddin, the main principle of deen al-Islam? Do you know the right and the haq of the person who just said once, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, once in his lifetime? That man qala la ilaha illallah. Did you open his heart and you judge it? Alright, do you have that measurement of Iman and Kufr in your hand? Are you Allah? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, لا تحاسبوا الناس وكأنكم أرباب. Don't judge people as you make yourself God. Do you have any measurement of Iman in your hand? Do you guarantee your hawa, your desire? Do you guarantee your desire? That maybe you are not neutral while you are judging like that. Is it the opinion of Sharia or your own opinion? Do you know all the ayat of ta'wil and the ayat about the kufr? Are you sure that you did not misinterpret some verses or some hukum? Do you have a proper meaning of the Quran regarding that sin you commit or that judgment you give? And how did you know that you got the proper meaning of it? Or you put them in? Don't you know that some hukum in Quran they abrogated is no more in applying on our life because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced it with another hukum? Brother and sister Islam, it's very serious. I don't know when we discuss that on Islamic radio like that, I wish I can get my younger brothers and sisters and all our children to come and see that moderate is not the man who not following Deenul Islam. As I said, there's no moderation between Iman and Kufr. You must go for Iman, between Haqq and Batil. But if you follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, automatically you are on Iman. You are in a way. The other thing, as we said, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave us that hadiyah that we listen to our brothers and sisters, and then through the four madhab and the mufti, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave hadiyah to the ummah, that the mufti is the man of taysir, is the man of ease of our way. That's why we said ضَعْهَا فِي رَقَبَةْ عَالِمْ وَخْرُجْ سَالِمْ. What is that? Put it on the shoulder of the alim and be safe with it in dunya and akhirah. Don't try to be mufti yourself. You're playing a risky game. So we have alhamdulillah ulama, muftiin. They know, they fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They know al halal wal haram. So you must consult the ulama and the mufti. Otherwise you have something, it's called false taqwa. False taqwa. You try to make yourself alim, or you pretend that you understood that. to understand this, you know how many years the ulama studied to get this, and you just read the Quran as a newspaper and you say, yeah I got it. No, you can't. Even those in the time of Sahaba to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they didn't take it easy like the way we take it now. They think, you say, anyone who answered this question of fatwa immediately is majnoon. Is really majnoon. Because we got our own hawa. It's a heavy issue is to sign on behalf of Allah. So my honest advice to my younger brothers and sisters, please be careful when you go, you log in the internet, or you listen to something on YouTube. Be careful. You must, the ulama said, لا تشيخ الكتب. Don't make the kitab your sheikh. You must contact alim, physically alim in front of him, to be on the safe side. Watch the facade of uqul. Watch the facade which come to our home and our mind. And we have facade on the environment, facade on the food, corruption, till the corruption reach our mind. That amana which Allah gave it to us. أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ فَأَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That hadiyah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave it to us, it's called aql. You are very, very human when you apply the hukum in your aql. Allah spoke to your aql. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the Muslim when he used his aql and he used the ni'mat of the aql. By aql, Allah will question you on the day of Qiyamah. If you lose your aql, you become ma'azur. Because aqliyah is that ni'mat of Allah which take us to the road of Allah. That's why many people pretend that they are mad, so that they run away from the court case. We know Allah by the aql. We know the qudrat of Allah by the aql. And the first word in Quran was Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read by the name of your Lord, the one who created what? Aql. And then we worship Allah with our heart, but through the understanding of aql. How you make wudu if you don't use your aql? How you make salah? How to believe? How you understand? It is the main point, when we use our aql to practice our deen. It's a big amanat on us. Afala yatadabbarun al-Quran. Aql, control the desire. You see, all of us, we have desire, but you can't jump on the bank and steal the money. Our aql give you, it is like a handbrake. Unfortunately, thousands of people got aql, but they never use of it. They never use it. And Allah will ask them about that ni'mah. Only use aql for evil, for committing sin, to steal and make haram and make zulm. MashaAllah is very intelligent. But we ask him to use aql for khair, for understanding. The ulama said, al-aqlu kal-matiyya. Aql is like a transport, or like an animal, horse or sheep or donkey. يأخذك إلى باب السلطان. Take you to the door of the sultan, the governor or the president or the ruler. ولكن لا يدخل معك عليه. But he doesn't attend the meeting. You go to meet the president of the country, the car take you there, but it doesn't attend the meeting. Aql takes us to Allah, and we have to receive the command of Allah and use it with our heart and our mind. Ummah of Islam, we know Allah by the aql, we worship Allah by the sharia of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let you enjoy dunya and akhirah. We've got many type of aql. Quran and sunnah, they describe it, but our time is up now, and I got it. Aql, they call it aql mumayyiz. Aql al-mumayyiz is that lucky person, the one who got that common sense, when he knows how to choose. You know how many people, when they go just to buy kurta or shoes, you know how many people follow him? And he make mashura with how many, his wife is there, he can't. His wife sent him to buy tomato and grocery, he lost on the shop, because he doesn't know how to choose. And he's married for how many years? He said, no, my son, or my husband, doesn't know how to buy shoes for himself. This man here is not a salih. He doesn't know how to use the aql, how to choose between the option. We got aql, it's called al-aql al-wazi'. What is aql al-wazi'? That aql of the four imam, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, Imam al-Shafi'i, Imam. These people, they made a research, they strive on knowledge, and then he reached certain agreement, and he held the ummah, and he made it easy for us. He struggled for so many years to give you that easy mas'ala and easy madhab to practice. What a nice. Who the mufti wrote the kitab, who the alim wrote the kitab, you know, spend how many years, and then you read the kitab from the cover and you throw it, you see Allah. You got aql, aql, it's called Rashid. Brother Rashid or sister Rashida, you know what is Rashid? The aql, when he reached the truth, he accepted without any hesitation. Many Christian or many Ahlul Kitab, when Nabi Muhammad came, he said, yes, yes it is. Khalas, I accept. I was waiting for it. Because he was waiting for the truth. When the truth come, there's no desire, there's no anything, no obstacle. Alhamdulillah. He was waiting and finish. Aql al-Rashid, when you got the truth, hold it and practice it by yourself without any pressure. Someone asked a question and he got his answer. Khalas. Thousands of people in South Africa accepted Islam because they had no problem with the truth. They were waiting for the truth. We got aql, may Allah save us, it's called aql al-kafir. The aql itself is not ready to believe. Miracles, proof, evidence. problem in front of them, need explanation. And he said, no, I'm not interested. You find ministers, doctors, scholars, scientists. He's very clever in his field, but when he come to deen, he said, no, I'm not interested. Allahu Akbar. الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنع. الله أكبر. The effort gone astray. The effort is not accepted. But they thinking that they are benefiting the people. أمة الإسلام, this type of people who got the kuffar عقل, doesn't fear, not worry about Jahannam. الله تبارك وتعالى, الله تبارك وتعالى gave us عقل to know our benefit and to save ourselves. But what about this aql? That person misuse it to make zulm, to kill people, to invent some weapons to kill the ummah. Oh, aql didn't benefit him to enter Jannah. But alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, that Muslim ummah, ummatun rashidah. Alhamdulillah. Ulaika humur rashidun. Choose Islam. Islam is the deen of all the Nabi. Choose the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, no shirk. Stop haram lillah, for the sake of Allah. Each and every aspect of his life is lillah. Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. You go to salah with muhabba. Because you love salah, you love yourself. Not like these children go to school by force. No, we don't want to go to salah because we coward, we scared. No, we go to salah because the coolness of our eyes. Muslim, Rashid, he choose the deen which give him the happiness in dunya and akhirah. Don't worship makhluk. Don't worship a creator of a creation of Allah. Ummah, make wasatiyya, moderate ummah, adjust the need of the ruh, the body and desire. Ummah, worship Allah as they see Allah. Ummah, worship Allah according the tariqah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Brother and sister Islam, let us be amongst ummatul wasata. Wa kathalika ja'alnakum ummatul wasata. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bring us to wasatiyyatun Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, my time was up. Shukran jazilan for all our brothers and sisters who send emails and SMSs. On behalf of Hafiz Bilal, we say shukran jazilan. We'll see you inshallah next week. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.